And for the last time in 2020, we're getting a few of these at the moment. Someone we haven't heard from for a little while. Susie is back to tell us what's on in Streaky Bay. Good morning, Susie.
Hello there. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's been a while since we last spoke, but that means that sport is back at the moment.
Yes, sport is back. So how great's that? Because we had a little lull in proceedings, obviously, with the lockdown. And as of the 1st of December, we've been able to start up again. So we've got the tennis happening, basketball and cricket at the moment, and bowls, no doubt. All the summer sports have started back up again. So that's given the town something to look forward to and the kids something to do. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Fantastic. Something else that is exciting, and we'll build the excitement as we go, there's a new cafe in town, apparently.
There is, yes. The new cafe is called Drift, and a lot of the listeners might remember the old cafe restaurant that used to be at Streaky Bay right on the foreshore, and that was called Motion. And so this Drift Cafe is now in the exact same location as Motion. And, yeah, they've started up as of probably a month ago now, 3 weeks ago. And wonderful support from the locals. And obviously the tourists will be loving that because basically you can sit out the front and overlook the jetty and it's quite a spectacular location, really. So very exciting for the town.
You've got to take your hat off to someone who's prepared to start a business in this climate.
I know. So they had, I think they'd had their opening night and their first weekend, and then basically the lockdown.
Oh, jeez.
They only had, a few days worth of trading and then the lockdown. And then, so very, very difficult start for those guys. And, hopefully the locals can get around and support them the best way possible because they've obviously had a rocky start, but I'm sure they will recover very quickly because the amount of people that are going in there and helping them out and being patient too, because our local businesses at the moment, we have to be a bit patient with them because obviously, it's pretty tough for them sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Something that will not be tough though is if you happen to win a car. How can you win a car in Streaky Bay at the moment?
Yes, so the Streaky Bay Jetty Pool Committee is running a raffle at the moment, and the prize is a Toyota Yaris, the brand new Toyota Yaris, and so tickets are $20 each, and you can actually buy them online now by going to the Streaky Bay Jetty Pool Facebook page. I think the link's on there, and that is to raise money for the upkeep of the jetty pool and all its surroundings there. And obviously it's iconic for Streaky Bay itself. And so wonderful that this committee does all this work to, maintain and make it look $1 million like it does.
Oh, absolutely. And you want to get in on that opportunity to win a car. You cannot turn that down. Susie, thank you so much for keeping us updated through, we'll call it a different year. You have yourself a Merry Christmas and we'll have a chat to you next year.
You too. Thank you very much.